It's time once again for the sit down, turn around, go to town, root scoot boogie, or whatever they're calling this show these days. I really don't care, but it is time for the show. So, without further ado, here is the show. Oh, I'm sorry, that is not the show, that is a squeaky toy. Not that there's a great deal of difference. When we last left Jack, he was the mouse named Jack McSqueak, and Annie was Annie the hamster who lives in the insulation inside the dishwasher, even though the insulation tends to make him itch terribly, because, you see, hamsters aren't really very smart. A terribly long name, I don't know why he uses it, but that's what it is. So, without further ado, well, perhaps a little further ado, okay, I think that's enough ado, let us join Jack and Ernie.
Uh-oh. Jack, my arm seems to be stuck to your arm. What's going on?
I do believe we have been joined.
Let's see if we can get unjoined. Paul!
Alrighty.
Ah, that's better. I just lost a little bit of fur. How about you, Jack?
I think that's my arm over there.
Oh, sorry about that. Here, you can have one of mine.
You're not going to miss it?
Oh, no. I got to read the script for the show beforehand.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
Forewarned is forearmed.
Ba-da-bum.
But I'm still very hungry, and we haven't had a thing to eat.
I believe I can help with that.
Coffee shop guy!
Or should I say, coffee shop anteater. How come you're an anteater this episode?
Well, I was tired of being the shortest one on the show, so I said I'm not going to do this for an episode unless I get to be the tallest animal in the world. So, they made me an anteater.
I think a giraffe is the tallest animal in the world.
What? Not the anteater?
Nope, that would be the giraffe.
You're absolutely sure it's not the anteater?
Quite sure.
Not worth just checking?
No, definitely not.
Well, at least I get to have my own theme music. What was that?
Telephone. I got it. Hello?
Hey guys, this is Oren. I'm sorry, but we had to cancel the anteater theme song. We couldn't get the rights to use it.
Oh, shoot. I was so looking forward to having my own theme song.
I think I can help you out. I'll just set up my hunch-top computer here, and we'll look up songs on the internet to see if they're free to be used. All right, somebody suggest me an anteater song.
Okay, anteaters eat ants?
No.
She's an anteater.
No.
Purple anteater.
No.
Anteaters are forever?
No.
Much longer than anteater?
No.
Waving goodbye with my anteater?
No.
Total eclipse of the anteater?
No.
Raspberry anteater?
No.
Prince anteater rain?
No.
Too many anteaters?
No.
The anteater who loved me?
No.
Cement anteater?
No.
Earth girls are anteaters?
No.
Millions of anteaters?
No.
I've got a lovely bunch of anteaters?
No.
Anteater carrying a coconut?
No.
Monty Python's flying anteater?
No.
Macaroni and anteater blues?
No.
Anteater et na?
No.
You've lost that loving anteater?
No.
Anteater in the back seat?
Nope.
The Electric Anteater.
Nope.
Deutschland über alles.
Nope.
What?
Just seeing if you were paying attention. Dude looks like an anteater?
Nope.
Yakko's Anteater.
Nope.
We will anteater you.
Nope.
The American National Anteater.
Nope.
Anteaters are us.
Nope.
When the anteater is called up anteater.
Nope.
Bucklebell's Anteater.
No, wait. That one we can use.
Hooray!
Huzzah! Oh, no, wait, it just got taken.
The anteater and the ivy.
Nope.
I'm gonna buy me an anteater.
Nope.
What an anteater earth.
Nope.
Be my anteater.
Nope.
The anteater startup noise.
Okay, that one's available. But let's face it, everyone's just too annoying.
Well, that's true. A million miles to the anteater?
Nope.
Beethoven's ode to anteater?
Nope.
Bucklebell's other anteater?
Nope.
It's a quarter past an anteater?
Nope.
Anteater brains?
Nope.
Anteaters in the system?
Nope.
The anteater is down?
Nope.
Venezuelan beaver anteater?
Nope.
Baby, it's anteater outside?
Nope.
In the belly of the anteater?
Nope.
Billy Joe McAnteater?
Nope.
Anteater F?
Nope.
The Last Paulson Anteater?
We can use that one, but it's kind of depressing, don't you think?
Oh, that's true. Put a little love in your anteater?
Nope.
Mandelbrot Anteater?
Nope.
Anteater to Heaven?
Nope.
Star Anteater?
Nope.
Chocolate Anteater?
Nope.
Knock three times on the anteater?
Nope.
Anteater, anteater, anteater?
Nope.
The anteater that I knew somewhere?
Nope.
Music box anteater?
Nope.
Moon over my anteater?
Nope.
You are the sunshine of my anteater?
Nope.
Now I'm going to ask you this question one more time, and if you answer no, I will have to shoot you.
Wait a minute, guys. This is becoming needlessly Monty Python-esque. Why don't we just go to my place and get something to eat, eh?
Hooray! Food!
What have you got to eat, Mr. Coffee Shop Anteater?
I've got ants and termites and, that's pretty much it, ants and termites.
Well, I've never eaten an ant. What do they taste like?
They're a little bit spicy.
Oh, how spicy.
Well, here you go. Try one for yourself.
Crunch. Nom, 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 nom. Nice and mild.
You think those are mild? Well then, what was with the explosion and the screaming?
Well, we don't have any sound effects for mild food.
Oh, I see.
So, Mr. Coffee Shop Anteater, how much exactly does your ant and termite buffet cost?
All the ants and termites you can eat for just one piece of cheese.
Well, if we could get a piece of cheese, why would we be eating ants?
Ah, that's a very good question.
Well, thank you.
And allow me to answer that with another good question. Why, if you could eat ants and termites, would you want to eat cheese?
Oh, you raise a very good point.
What point? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No, but it gives us enough material to work with to make another episode.
That is a good point.
Will Jack and Annie ever obtain the cheese that they so desire? Tune in for the next thrilling installment of Webcomic Action News, because it's certain to be far more uplifting than this show, I'm certain. Thank you.
Thank you.